Chapter 12. Meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered together, so much so that they trampled on each other, he began to tell his disciples first of all, "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. But there is nothing covered up, that will not be revealed, nor hidden, that will not be known. Therefore whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light. What you have spoken in the ear in the inner chambers will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will warn you whom you should fear. Fear him, who after he is killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 Assyria coins? Not one of them is forgotten by God, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. I tell you, everyone who confesses me before people, him will the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God, but the one who denies me in the presence of people will be denied in the presence of the angels of God. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but those who blaspheme against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they bring you before the synagogues, the rulers, and the authorities, do not be anxious how or what you'll answer, or what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that same hour what you must say." And someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" He said to them, "Beware. Keep yourselves from all covetousness, for a man's life does not consist of the abundance of the things which he possesses." He spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth abundantly. He reasoned within himself, saying, 'What will I do, because I do not have room to store my crops?' He said, 'This is what I will do. I will pull down my barns, and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. I will tell my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You foolish one, tonight your soul is required of you. The things which you have prepared, whose will they be?' So is he who lays up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God.